He suffers. God suffers. God suffers. Jesus in his humanity is a suffering humanity. And if God suffers and I don't suffer, or if in my suffering I don't willingly unite it with Jesus' suffering, then I'm not in harmony with God. And see, this is the beauty of the cross, that on the cross is where all my suffering makes sense with his. Lord, I place my heart in your heart. I place my pain in your pain. I place my love in your love. I place my sorrow in your sorrow. I place my life in your life, my death in your death. And I offer it together with you for the salvation of souls and for the glory of the Father. So through the suffering is where our humanity is so much in harmony with the humanity of Christ. What else does God do? He picks up those who are fallen. He ministers to the sick and the needy. He visits those who are lonely. In other words, all of the things that we've always been taught, the virtuous life that we know, and the life of love and ministry, all of these things that Jesus did, we participate in this. We know these are activities of God because Jesus did them. And as we harmonize with them and allow God to do them in us and us to do them in God, then you see we're making divine acts again. We're putting our humanity in his humanity and becoming divine. And so when I'm suffering, I say, come divine will, come will of God, come Jesus, and suffer in my suffering. Unite my suffering with your suffering, and let us suffer together. And let us offer this suffering to the Father in heaven, and to your glory and honor, and for the salvation of souls. Simple, it's a simple act, but that's the attitude and the prayer that we make. Come, divine will, and minister in my ministering. And everyone I see today in the hospital, let them see you and be moved with love and with healing. And let us take every heart and every body that we meet in the hospital today and unite them, infuse them with your own body so that they can appear to the Father as if it was you, and the Father can love them as he loves you. Come, divine will, and forgive in my forgiving. And everyone who comes to me in the sacrament of confession today, in your divine will, apply all the merits of your passion and of your love and of the great desire and joy you have of being with your children, and bring them into the fullness of life and light like they've never known before. Come, divine will, and forgive me in my forgiving my husband who yelled at me today. And in that pain which I unite with yours, and in that forgiveness which I unite with your forgiveness, give glory to the Father in heaven and transform the heart of my husband. See how it works? It's so beautiful and easy. We invite and ask God to come and do everything we're doing. And it's not about no longer doing the things we used to do. It's simply about doing all the things we always did, but simply inviting God and his kingdom to come and act in us and to allow us to enter into his kingdom, so we do it together. That's all that it is. That's the beauty and the simplicity of living in this kingdom on earth. Come, divine will, and drink in my drinking. And as I drink this glass of water, multiply it infinitely in your divine will. And on every drop of water, I put my I love you and I hope in you, and I pray for the coming of the kingdom to come. And multiply these drops of water in your divine will, where everything is infinite and where your magnanimity is your greatest attribute. And sprinkle that water upon all of the souls, past, present, and future, and the holy souls in purgatory, and diminish their pains and sufferings. And baptize the unbaptized, and nourish the unnourished, and bring back to life the souls that are dying from drought. And we do it together for the honor and glory of God. See how beautiful it is? And all of this activity God will do with us, because this is what God wants. This is the activity that God wants. This is the fiat of redemption and the joy that he wanted in the fiat of creation. This is God's will, that we live like Jesus lived. And as we do it, that we invite him and invoke him and invoke the will, the kingdom of God, and put ourselves together and then do it together. And then these are all infinite and divine acts. He showed Louisa before she died a vision of her life. And what she saw was an infinite row of sons. And every son, he said, was one of the acts that she had done in his will. And because he had done it with her, they were divine and infinite. And they were just sons and sons and sons. You know, light upon light upon light and life upon life. And in one of the messages, he explains that Our Lady, when she entered into heaven, had so many acts because her entire life was in the divine will, that everything she did in her entire life was a divine act, and that God and his life was multiplied in every one of those acts. And so much so, he said that when she entered into heaven, that all of heaven was so stunned that they all fell down and prostrated themselves before her, because with her they saw God multiplied infinitely in every act that she did. And it was as if God, in a greater way than they'd ever seen, came into heaven with her. See how beautiful these things are, because God is in them, in our acts. They all have that divineness, and they all are our glory in heaven. So in the simplest little things, come divine will, and read in my reading, and let every word that I read today say to you, I love you, and I hope in you, and I trust in you, and I adore you. Let every letter that I see on this page today say to you, give us the kingdom. Let every page I turn say to you, your kingdom come, your kingdom come, your kingdom come. Louisa, when she was on earth, she was in bed as an invalid for 60 years or so. And what she did to earn a few dollars and to be productive was she used to make altar cloths, and she used to weave the fabrics. And they say that with every stitch that she made, she said, in the will of God, in the will of God, in the will of God, in the will of God. See how simple, it's so simple. Everybody thinks it's so hard, it's so simple. When I say my rosary, before every Hail Mary, in the will of God, Hail Mary full of grace, and in the will of God, Hail Mary full of grace. It's just a simple little thing, but it's placing everything in the kingdom. And that's what we want it to be, because when we die, we want it all to be there. And I want a million trillion sons in my kingdom. It's selfish, but I'm doing it for the honor and glory of God. Because he's the one who's delighting in all of that. If I'm truly in love with him, and then in all of these things, it's his delight. Because that glory that I say is mine is really his glory. And it's the glory that he was able to accomplish and produce in his creation, because I allowed him to do that activity in me. And that's what being in the kingdom of the divine will is all about. Allowing him to act in us and to do the things that we do in this world as if we were still together and the earthly kingdom was still here already, or had come back already. And for us, it has come back. And we're not living in the fullness of this kingdom. The gift hasn't returned to mankind, but he's taught us how that we can begin to have acts in his divine will in our lifetime, even today, even this moment. He's taught us how to begin to give him that great joy once again, to return to him the activity that was robbed from him, so that already he's delighting in us as he did in Our Lady. He's already delighting in us as the way he wants to delight in all mankind. And as we learn to do this better and better and more, we have more and more activity in his will. We learn and we grow and we achieve and accomplish, and everything will come. And we're, in a sense, calling forth and producing that kingdom of love on earth. The most beautiful expression of this is what he tells Louisa are his I love yous. And this for me is the most simple and the most beautiful kind of a devotion, if you want to call it, that we can do in the divine will. He said to Louisa that because everything that was created came from his heart, it all contains his love, and it all contains what he calls his I love yous. He says that God's I love you was put in everything, in every molecule, in every drop of water, in every blade of grass, in every twinkle of the stars, in every breath of the wind, in every leaf of the tree, in every movement that's made. Everything in creation, he says, calls out to us and repeats to us what he put there, which is, I love you, I love you, I love you. And that he wants us to repeat that back to him. That mankind, he says, when we were created and when we were in our place in that kingdom, that we had a purpose, and we had a place and an order and a harmony, and that our purpose was to glorify God by taking from all of his creation his I love yous, and taking the I love you of ourself, and then giving it back to him. That was part of the purpose of our being, and that all of creation below us was going to glory in that, and that mankind, just like Our Lady, we were to be the mediatrix of grace. We were to be the ones through whom the light and life of God flowed out to all creation. We were to be the ones to pick up that love from creation and echo it in the voice that they didn't have, but to echo it in our voice back to God. We were the ones who were to reciprocate the love of God's creation to God himself. And that place that we were going to be in was like in the middle, where we would be the ones through whom all God's love flowed out, all of His grace, His life and light, and who gathered up and brought all that back to God, and with our own voice and our own love, all repeated it all to Him. I love you, I love you, I love you. And put all our love on everything. And so the simple act of I love you is for God everything, and in this kingdom is everything. And so we simply look about creation, and this is, for me, the great joy of this whole knowledge, is that it's so beautiful and simple, and I can do it all the time. I know that there's love in this piece of glass because God created it, and this table and these chairs and the floor and in the dirt and in the sand and in the light, and it's all there. Every little bit of it says I love you. And so recognizing it, I want to gather it all up. So I'm going to say, Lord, on every speck of dust on this floor, your love is there because you created it, and it all says to you and to me, I love you. So I want to put my I love you on every speck of dust too. And then taking every speck of dust, I offer it to you, and it all cries out to you, I love you, I love you, I love you. But it also cries out to you for me, I love you, I love you, I love you. See, I've put my love on His I love yous. And that's the reciprocity. And that's what our place was supposed to be, that place where we're the center and the reciprocal exchange of love for God and creation would take place in us. So we do it. Lord, on every blade of grass today, I place my I love you, I hope in you, I trust in you, I adore you, and I beg for the coming of the kingdom of your will to come upon the earth. And as you look upon every blade of grass today, you will see your own love, and you'll also see my love and my I hope in you and my I trust in you and adore you.